Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're taking a call from Clement, who has a few questions. Number one, if he should be investing in REITs. Number two, if it's okay to invest in property out of state. Number three, he wants to ask me about why I'm not investing in Bitcoin. So we got to talk about my thoughts on cryptocurrency. It's been quite a long time since I made any video talking about cryptocurrency. So let's bring him on and see where this goes. So Clement, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
My name is Clement Mihalescu. I've been working as a software engineer at Google for a little over 2 years. I actually quit a couple of months ago. I'm going to be starting at Facebook now as a software engineer in 2 weeks. But over the past 2.5 years, in tandem with my full-time job, I've been running a business. It's called AlgoExpert, a website, algoexpert.io. It basically helps software engineers prepare for coding interviews, like the ones that companies like Google gives. And it's been super exciting, like a ton of work, but it's been growing a lot lately. And lately I've also started a YouTube channel after seeing your course. Cool. And now I just want to kind of like poke your brain at a few different things.
Let's do it. And by the way, quick shout out for anyone interested in the course. This is a spur of the moment plug right here. If you guys want $100 off, down below in the description, $100 off the course. Sorry to turn this into a plug, but I figured now is the perfect opportunity. Let me plug it. This is the first time I plugged a course, I think on the second channel. Not course, I'm going to call it a program. Course sounds kind of sleazy. It is a program. But anyway, yeah.
I am in no way affiliated to it, but I would recommend it. It is pretty insightful, so I definitely recommend it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But yeah, let's get into the questions.
Yeah, so the first one is related to real estate. So basically, I invest the large majority of my income. I'm very similar to you in, you know, little to no spending, except on maybe, you know, a few experiences or a few $20,000 watches here and there. I'm just kidding. But so my investment portfolio consists primarily of equities right now and cryptocurrencies. And we can talk about that second part a little bit later.
Ooh,
but now I really want to get
spooky. We should cue the spooky right. Music here, cryptocurrency. Okay.
Yeah, spooky right. Music and like grayscale shadowing. But anyway, so okay. I want to be exposed to the real estate market now. The problem is that the idea of being a landlord and of having to manage a bunch of properties is like a big turnoff to me and a big obstacle, because right now I'm spending, you know, like 12 to 16 hour days working my full-time jobs, working my business. Now I'm even doing the whole like 3 YouTube videos a week a la Graham Stephan. So my question is, do you think that for someone like me, just investing into REITs makes more sense and is just like almost will give me the same benefits of trying to own properties? Or do you think that I should try to get into, you know, more conventional real estate?
That's actually a really good question. I'm actually really happy you asked that one. I am not a huge fan of REITs just because I prefer physically investing in real estate. The first reason is because you have complete control over your investment. You actually get to pick the property. You can find something that's undervalued. You can go and fix it up. You can increase the value from that. You have so many tax advantages between leveraging your money, writing off the interest, and being able to depreciate the property against the rental income. There's so many ways that you can invest in real estate being like a physical owner of real estate. With REITs, it's you can't really do that. You can't like depreciate the value of a property on a REIT. You can't like go and pick your REIT that's undervalued and go and fix up a REIT. And you lose a lot of the advantages. Now, I think if you want exposure for real estate, you can do REITs. My biggest complaint from that, besides what I just mentioned, is that a lot of the times the REIT dividend is paid out as ordinary income. It's not considered a qualified
right.
dividend. So you're going to be taxed out the wazoo. And at that point, in depending on your tax bracket, which it sounds like your tax bracket is stupid, just like mine, like why invest in a REIT when you could invest in something for just long-term capital gains? Unless, the only unless here is that if you invest in a REIT within like a Roth IRA or maybe a 401k or something that's a little bit tax deferred, preferably the Roth IRA, so you just never are taxed on the dividend to begin with. That's what I would recommend. Other than that, I'm just not a huge fan of investing in REITs outside of any sort of taxed advantaged account.
Yeah, so that was one of the things that was kind of scaring me, was the whole like the fact that you'd be taxed at your income bracket rate. And I was thinking of maybe moving my 401k into REIT, sort of like you just said. I guess my main concern comes down to this, to the like time consuming nature of investing in real estate. And so I guess my follow up question would be, I live in New York City or in the greater New York City area. Do you think, how difficult do you think that it is to manage properties out of state? Like, let's say I wanted to go into an up and coming city and invest in Boise, Idaho or Des Moines, Iowa into real estate there, you know, physical real estate. Do you think that that's actually doable as someone who's based in New York City or no?
Ah, you're asking really good questions. I'm really happy for this. It's difficult. It's difficult. Even for me, I own a property that's about an hour and a half away in San Bernardino, and that is a pain. I mean, thankfully, right now, I have a team available that handles everything for me, so I haven't been down there, and I shouldn't say this, but I haven't been down there in, like, years. So, you know, I have someone else who kind of oversees a lot of that for me, and now it's easy, but in the very beginning, I was driving down, like, every weekend, going and visiting these places, and going and just, like, driving by, and figuring out, like, contractors, and repair people, and stuff. It sucked. If you have someone who is trustable a word? I don't know. Who is... What do you say? Is that a word, guys? Trustable?
Trustworthy.
Trustworthy. Jeez, I'm making up. Okay, yeah, I'm making up my own words here. Trustworthy. If you have someone who's trustworthy, who you know you can rely on to give you good advice on what's a good area to invest in, where's a good market that should be seeing some appreciation with rental demand, I'm all for it. If you can find someone like that you really trust, and you trust them enough to manage it for you, I am not that trusting of a person. I can't say trust today. I am not that trusting of a person to take someone's word for something without me physically being there all the time to verify everything. I don't believe it. So that's why I like investing in Los Angeles, because I know the market really well, and I've driven by it a million times. I can see exactly what's going on firsthand, and I trust my own instinct when it comes to this. Like I said, if you have someone you could trust, great. If not, it's going to be a pain to manage something when you're not physically there.
Right.
And keep in mind, you will pay a little bit more in terms of a property manager. So that has to be factored in. And, you know, what is your time worth, and what is a property manager worth, and what's going to be the best route to take?
Okay. This is good food for thought. I think this will, I'll think it over a little bit more. And thank you for that. But if you want that, we can move on to the second topic that I wanted to sort of cover, which was the almighty, cue the spooky music, crypto.
Oh no, crypto. Okay, what are we talking about with crypto?
Okay, so I watched a lot of your videos, right? And I think that I can relate to you very much on almost all of your topics, you know, credit card spending, all of that stuff. At least the topics that I think I'm decently well versed in.
Sure.
The one where I'm not sure that I agree with you is your thoughts on BitConnect. No, I'm joking, not BitConnect, but on crypto in general.
You scared
on like Bitcoin.
Oh my god, you scared me for a second. It's BitConnect.
Like, definitely not BitConnect.
Oh man, okay.
But so I guess like my first question would basically be, what really are your thoughts on Bitcoin? Like last night I was going through all your videos, trying to find your more recent Bitcoin videos, and I'm not really sure, like I guess, do you even have right now an investment in crypto, or are you completely out of the crypto market?
I have whatever I put in from December of 2017. So I have a little bit of Bitcoin that I just drew some money in. I've left it in there. I haven't done a single thing with it. And then the other one was Nano, which was just one. It was such a stupid. That was just like, that was me. The equivalent of me going to Vegas and putting money on the craps table was me putting money in Nano. And I bought in at like $1.50 to $2.50, something like that. I wrote it all the way up to like $37. And I didn't sell because I was an idiot. Because I thought they were going to be listed on, I think it was like Binance or something like that. I'm like, it's going to get to 50. It's going to get to 50. Stupidest decision ever. I mean, that was just an idiot move on my part. And then now it's back down at like a dollar or something. So,
yeah.
Oh, well,
so I have made similar mistakes with altcoins, like similar to Nano, not Nano, but another one. But I guess, okay, so then my question then would be, you are someone who has, like, you have a pretty high net worth. And I think that net worth is going to keep going up, probably exponentially over the next, you know, decade or so. You have a very, like, seemingly reliable stream of income. I don't think that it's, you know, it's pretty easy to assume that you're going to keep making, you know, six digits per month or whatever over the next few years. And you also, from what I know from your videos, don't have huge, you know, life responsibilities right now. No kids, no debt, or no huge debt or whatever. So my question is, why wouldn't someone like you be willing to put an amount that is sort of non-negligible such that it could generate, you know, really life-changing returns, but an amount that you would still ultimately be unscathed by if it evaporated, right? Why wouldn't you put that in something like Bitcoin and not Nano, not like, you know, Dogecoin or whatever, not like some altcoin, but Bitcoin or maybe the couple of other very legitimate altcoins like Ethereum or XRP, just because there is so much, like there's so much even historical proof that this is like the best performing asset of the last decade.
I wouldn't call it historical proof. I wouldn't call that historical proof is looking 10 years. I would call historical proof, you know, 100 years or having a whole bunch of, I wouldn't call historical proof 10 years of data. And the reason why is, for me personally, not investing, like I don't need to take the risk. Why on earth would I dump like 50 or 100 grand in something when it's not going to make any difference for me? If it goes up to 500 grand, that's not going to make any difference in my life whatsoever. If it goes down to, you know, $10,000, I'm just going to be upset and I'm going to be pissed off. The difference in lifestyle that I will get from an extra 500,000 or, you know, even from $1 million at this point is not going to make any difference in my life. So why take the risk? Why would I need to make any risky investment when I don't need to? I am more concerned right now about capital preservation at this point of just, I don't want to lose what I have. I want to play it a lot safer. I want to invest in a real estate that I know is just going to be completely passive. They don't really have to worry about because I don't need any more. I whatever I get right now, I just want to play it safe. I don't need to take any big risks. And what's the point? That's my thinking on this. If I was really like trying to get it, you know, try to make it big and try to make some big moves and make some big, like I would have to put in like $1 million in Bitcoin for it to make like a difference. If it goes up, like, you know, if it quadruples in value, like absolutely, making like $3 million, that's life changing money. But, you know, to put in a negligible amount is not going to make a difference to me, unless, of course, maybe joke's on me in like 5 years, we look back at this video and Bitcoin went from 10,000 to like 200,000. Then you know what? Okay, fine. Joke's on me. So cool. Well, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. And I at least hope this helps add some clarification to things.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. And thanks for giving me all your thoughts and insights.
You got it, man. Have a good one. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. If you guys enjoy content like this, make sure to always smash the like button, smash the subscribe button, hit the notification bell so YouTube notifies you, all that good stuff. Add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily. So if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Thank you again for watching, and until next time.